Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration this morning. God bless you all for listening in and seeking wisdom. We're going to be talking more about wisdom this morning, talking about just picking out some gems out of the book of Proverbs. So chapter 4, starting in verse 3, going to verse 13. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my word, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. So we see several things here in this passage, that wisdom is to us. wisdom is life. Wisdom preserves us. Wisdom gives us understanding. Wisdom brings honor. Verse 9, wisdom is an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. Verse 10, it gives us long life. Receive my sayings and the years of thy life shall be many. Verse 11, it's a guide. I've taught thee in the way of wisdom. I've led thee in right paths. Verse 12, it broadens our horizon. It gives us opportunity. It says, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened or narrowed. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. So it's even, like in this case, a light to see our way. And then verse 13, take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. And so, then I'm going to go to chapter 5, verse 1 to 13. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. So here we see a wisdom as a guard, as a protection, as a, maybe you could even say as a shield. Verse 4, her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Again, as we were talking about how it keeps us from that bitter end. Many times we are so busy enjoying the path that we are on that we are not remembering where this path leads to and what the destination is of this path that we're on. So it leads to a bitter end, like in verse 4, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. So this wisdom is our shield. And then verse 5, her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold in hell. That's up under the path of life. Verse 8, remove thy way far from her and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor to others and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth and thy labor be in the house of a stranger. But here, wisdom is our guard, it's our protection. It's like a guardrail along that mountain road to keep us from driving over the edge. Okay, next we go to chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. And then he goes into this whole thing about the young man that was seduced by the evil woman and her, and how she seduced him and all of that. And I'm not going to read all of that, but I'm going to drop down to verse 21 to see the end of this man that was seduced by this evil woman and what was his end. So chapter 7 and verse 21, he hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home. Wait a minute, that's verse 20, verse 21. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stock. To a dark dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteneth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. So this is using some very strong language here. It's like an ox going to the slaughter. It's like this young ox that you raised up. You fed him. You gave him hay. You gave him grain. You fattened him, and, you know, he was not afraid of you because you fed him and you provided for him. And yet, all the time, not realizing that in the end, your intentions were to have him for lunch. And so that's the the language that he uses here as this ox. Unknowingly follows this man to the slaughterhouse to be killed. So that's the language he uses to describe this man that went after the strange woman. And then verse 24, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to my word, the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her path. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. All of this because we did not lend that ear to wisdom. And just look at the bitter end of this man. Many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Can we hear these words of wisdom? Can we hearken and be spared of this bitter end, this horrible death that awaits those who despise wisdom? Wisdom is our shield, it's our guard, it's our protection, it's our very life. We depend on it. Okay, chapter 8 and verse 1. through 5. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. And then I'm going to drop down to... Okay, here wisdom is is the gatekeeper. It's, she cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. She's a watchman, a gatekeeper. And then let's go on down to verse 10. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Here again, wisdom is comparing wisdom to riches. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, adorable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance and will fill their treasures. Wow, there it's talking about treasures and riches and how wisdom is so much more than that. But then in the wisdom is so much better than it says, riches and honor are with me, yeah, adorable riches and righteousness. And then in the end it says that I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. So first of all, it's talking about wisdom being better than gold, better than choice gold, better than silver, better than rubies. But in the end it says that wisdom is what makes us gives us these substance and fills us with these treasures. So it's the source. It's the way we get that thing that is valuable. And then verse 32 to 36 yet. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door, for whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Again, just a very clear graphic picture of the end of those who lack wisdom, and how important wisdom is to us, to our very life. It's our protection, our shield, our guard. Again, it's that guardrail that guides us from the edge of that mountain road. So I believe we will end there for this time, and we'll pick it up again next time there in chapter 9. The Lord bless you and give you wisdom.